Walking
on the beams of thoughts like daydreams, making sure you're moving towards what feels good.
Bap. Bap. Bap, and welcome to the Gladcast. Shit to be glad about. I'm Natalie Marie, and this is my Bapalicious co-host,
Hannah Lee Dabadoo.
We are cranked out on sunshine and clarity and friendship. What are you cranked out on?
Me? Mm-hmm. Like the invisible listener. Oh, yeah, definitely the sunshine. I'm like really hot in my all black outfit. So my legs are hot to the touch. I have black tea because I'm so on brand. Yeah, the joy is sitting here with you. It just brings my heart happy flutters.
Yeah, we've been celebrating different pieces. We just got clear about our next season, which is going to be celebrating people's passions and doing rampages of appreciation on the things that people are obsessed with, on the dynamics of their joy. So if you have something that you feel like delectably obsessed with, or like, I don't know, something that at some point in your life you've been like, I'm gonna get weird with that. I'm gonna get real weird. And you wanted to geek out and get weird with it. If you have something in your life that you'd like to play with, we would love to have you be a guest on the show. And we'd love to, we don't even need to know anything about it. We'll just get weird with you just completely without any skill or knowledge. We're so good. Yeah. So we will knowledgelessly and skilllessly get weird with your weird. So that's the sell.
I don't think it would be skillless. I think we have some skills to bring.
That's so you had such a little Victorian era prudish, like, my Natalie. Don't poo poo our poo poo. Come now. We're
this
skilled
is fine,
poo
poo. Poo poo has merit.
We are not without merit. Come now, Miss Natalie Marie. There's all fun and jokes, but at the end of the day, we're fucking badass, appreciative bitches. It's true. I was just thinking, we don't necessarily know how rocket science, or I don't know, maybe I do. I probably do know how that works. Anyways, move on. That's not a great example.
We can bring our skills of hopping through the alphabet like merry little frogs.
Yeah, but when I think about it, we don't really even have a skill of, like, the alphabet. Like, we're not even good at that. We still get it wrong every episode. We're like, what? What number? What did? Oh, shit, I'm talking about numbers. That's why I'm off. So
there's a lot of that.
Yeah. So when I said no skill, I meant no fucking skill.
I mean, it's like the tenaciousness of us, like, really, like, holding on to the alphabet, even though it's so fucking slippery. It's like, okay. It's like the skill that a three-year-old possesses while they're, like, really trying to put on their boot, and it's a hard boot.
And then there was that one time when you researched the Japanese alphabet, so our research skills are pretty huge. Pretty huge. You sent me 47 million memes about Japan.
Mostly bananas.
Mostly bananas. It was cool because I had my phone off and then I turned it back on and then it just did that, like, vibrate like a sex toy thing for a half hour, and I'm like, man.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's having a good time.
Yeah, shit's blowing up.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of vibrating like a sex toy, today's episode is not about sex toys. We are going to talk about what this thing called trust is all about.
Trust.
Yeah. A lot of people say, you know, have faith or just trust or surrender. And I love all that. And I'm a fan of the meme. I get it. And I like wisdom. I also think that some of that stuff needs some juicy distinctions to actually move you towards your joy and not make you feel, sometimes if you're just having faith, baseless faith that you haven't sort of checked in, what am I having faith in? Mm-hmm. It can actually make you more anxious, because you're not quite listening to some deep guidance. So that's where we're going today, is what we love about sex toys and trust. I'm not a huge fan of the sex toys, so maybe Hannah, do you want to do a rampage for sex toys? Lightning round, go.
Sex toys, and I've been on kind of like a hiatus, but I love that they honestly really helped me recover my capacity to be at the vibrational level of feeling sexually satisfied.
Did you see what you just did there?
What?
Be at the vibrational level of vibrating. How do you get to the vibrational level of sexual satisfaction? You didn't do it on purpose?
No. Wow, that's great. I was just like, why is she honking in the middle of my heartfelt statement?
Mic drop! Why is she honking? I did. Wow. I just blew the levels out with my honk so hard.
Yeah. Okay. So, but back to trust. I'm really excited about doing this topic today. I just watched a really beautiful comedy special where someone was talking a lot about the notion of having faith and how they didn't really have any faith, and a interesting like distinction of the law of attraction is that when you believe that you don't have faith, then you're going to draw in things to confirm that you shouldn't have faith. So it's really powerful stuff to claim what you believe.
Yeah, and to make sure that you got the levels right on the whole situation. Like, you know, I notice for me, I have some areas of my life where I have cleaned up my beliefs that this is possible for me and I'm willing to allow it. And I kind of have a bead on how to allow it. And I just get traction in that general way. And then things get better. And then I say, oh, I'm doing better. I'm allowing this more clearly. I've got a better bead on this. And then I get better and better. And then the area becomes something that I just trust in two things: my ability to stay in and allowing enough vibration for it to come to me, and my belief that I am collaborating with a larger dynamic creative force in the universe that is creating these things. That's the dual nature of my personal trust. So you feel ready to hit it in the face with a
I
trust?
Do.
Yeah, do it.
All right. I feel like trust really pairs well with, like, or the metaphor or what I equate it to is the wind. The wind is blowing pretty strongly right now. I had to come and hide in my car, but I left the door open so I could still feel it. It feels so nice. Mm-hmm. But I think that really feeling trust is feeling this really visceral, powerful thing. And it's also something that is unseen. And it is as simple and clear and powerful as the wind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. So that kind of reminds me of this, the echolocation metaphor that I like to use, where in order to, like, so let's just dial in on that second part of the equation I said, where trust in your own ability to allow, and then trust that there is a larger creative capacity like the wind, and you can feel for it. And I love that, like, you, right now you're using your beautiful human skin and scent and ears to feel the wind and to know it's there. That's verifying for you that it mm-hmm. exists for you. But the energetic realm of reality isn't going to blow against your skin in that same way. And so you have to become, I think part of what I would say is the work of developing your trust muscle is getting curious about what it feels like when you are in connection with and in harmony with and kind of dancing with and believing properly about this energetic presence.
Yeah, that's a nice distinction. I feel like, I guess, the inner wind, I think, is like the sensation that I feel, and it feels like a cascade of easy thoughts that when I am trusting something, it's almost like just this, the river of belief that's coming from that trust of whatever I think is going to work out or how mm-hmm. something is going to go that I'm trusting in. It's like a wind of receiving inspiration in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the wind kind of speaks to the element of this that is momentum. Like, I find mm-hmm. that the parts of my life that I have successfully, like, cleared up and got trusty in the right sort of percentage, like, got my trust at a right level, there's a lot of positive momentum. So it's good and getting gooder easily. I'm not like, oh, I got that one good thing, but I got to try really hard. It's like good and good and better and better and better. Which is fun. You can really nourish. So I guess I'm going to do X for anxiety because it's a word that has X in it. So that's fucking close enough. But I find that the source of most people's anxiety is often at its root an issue of trust. They're worried that they're not going to get what they need or want. And it makes them feel confused. And so I have found that one of my favorite things about doing trust work and recovering my trust in the nature of the universe and in myself as a creator is that I have so much less anxiety just in general, because I know how to read the signs, and something will, like we were talking in an earlier episode about driftwood, something will be coming in. It's not quite here. I know I'm not totally aligned with it, but I'm like more than 80% of the way there. And then a little piece will show up of it. It's not it, but it's a piece. And so instead of me being like, oh, fuck, I'm so far away. This isn't it. See, it's not it again. I'm just manifesting not it. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Instead of that, I'm like, oh, I'm getting closer. This is way closer. Okay, cool, cool, cool. And it like reaffirms my trust, makes me more excited, makes me like giddy as a dribblet. Makes me giddy as a dribblet. Oh, fuck.
It's pretty giddy. I'm imagining this like little drool hanging out of a baby's mouth, and it's like catching the rainbow.
I don't know why driblet. Oh, fuck. Giddy as a driblet is my new life goal. That's just what I'm headed towards. Fuck. Oh, shit.
Man, Natalie, that reminds me. I do a thing a lot where I, like, try to drool a little bit to be, like, super cute and sexy for Cooper and, like, our love language. Right. And I tried to do it the other day with tea, but tea you can't, like, slurp out and then, like, slurp back in. So I just, like, spat my tea all over
myself. Did that make him giddy as a driblet?
We both laughed a lot at me.
That, because, like, it doesn't have the viscosity.
Yeah, and for right. some reason I thought it would, and I could just, like, sexily, like, show him the tea in my mouth. But I can't.
Oh, fuck. So I like the connection of anxiety, because when I'm like really trusting that I'm good, like I know a lot of listeners have listened to the four dismissal story where I talked about that time where I had four criminal summons and I was not as giddy as a driblet, and I was new in my deliberate creator journey, and it was an impossible situation. It was literally impossible, and all the lawyers I talked to said it was impossible. I was going to jail pregnant. And I changed place. I was like, oh my God, I got a hold of this piece of like, oh, I think I'm a deliberate creator, but this is giving me a chance to really prove it to myself. That's exciting. And so I just got a piece of things that kind of healed my trust in this area until I got to the place where I was like, I got this. And then there's that famous story of me manifesting four dismissals of criminal summons in this like creepy, really kind of amazing way. And then I was like, oh, I did that. I changed my frequency and I affected the outer universe, obviously, because there was, even when I tell people today, like I talked to a judge like a year ago and they're like, that's impossible. And it's like, yeah, oh, keep telling me. That feels so good. I do impossible things. Fuck yeah, dude. And that has over time whittled away my habits of anxiety.
Mm. I think of something that the teacher Bashar says about anxiety is that it's excitement mixed with fear. And so whenever we're feeling anxious about something, there is something we're genuinely excited about, and we're like pairing that with a fear. And then Bashar goes on to say that a fear is simply a belief in something that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Which is you're always believing in something.
Yeah, it's pretty exquisite to think that, like, wow, it's just the fact that, like, it kind of hurts me to think that makes it an untrue thing. Even though I could come up with a reason why that is a true thing, like, Bashar's definition is that it's just, it doesn't have to be true, and to choose what we think is true, it's powerful.
Right, or even a little deeper than that, you can say, this bad thing, I'm great at manifesting stuff. I completely expected this. I thought about it. I dreaded it. And now I've drawn it into my reality. I'm a good creator. I'm not as deliberate as I want, but I'm really powerful at creating. Now I'd like to fine tune the details of how and what I create, but I'm already seeing everything as evidence of your power as a creator, starting to make those vibrational links between how you're feeling and what comes in, I think is a really effective practice for like nudging up your joyful relaxation into trusting your own dance in this larger hoedown that we're all getting down on.
Trusting in the dance. And I think there's, you know, I feel like we've talked about this before where, you know, a lot of different things can be true. There are many, many truths. But to really trust in something, to me, that means that I have like a kind relationship with it. It's not a fear. I don't want to trust in my fears. I want to put trust into the beliefs that hold me back and nurture me. Yeah, I feel like for why I want to say the word yawn, like this wide open, relaxed. That feels like really nice trust to me, is feeling so relaxed and held and comfortable.
Yeah, it's like this perfect point of balance where you're just so relaxed in the becoming that you can just completely sink into it, and there's not an atom of trying in you in that relax. And you know, it always feels, you know, sometimes when I'll just be so chilled the fork out just playing and whatever, and then this massive manifestation will come in out of the blue, and I'll be like, wow, Jesus Christ, it just really does work to just yawn, just to relax and not try, and just like, you know, and I think that why we're doing this episode is because if you're relaxing and you're just like smoking a fatty and you're just chilling, but you have this underlying belief that life is hard and that money is hard and that things aren't going to get better, that relaxing isn't going to probably serve you completely. It might take some of the edges off and allow a little bit, but you have bucking those underlying beliefs and expectations, it's not gonna be able to have massive impact. So if you're relaxing on top of a belief that you're on path and life is happening and you're tuned well, like sometimes for me, I'll be driving along and I'll be like, you know, I'm not tuned on this one. I'm not expecting this to go well. I'm actually kind of secretly nervous about it. So then I can't relax with that. I've got to change how I'm vibrating or get off the subject or something. So I think that the trust also has a level of active participation. You have to tend your trust.
Yeah, make sure that when you're saying that you're relaxed, it actually totally is supporting you back, and not like, oh, I'm trying to relax, but I'm scared the floor is going to fall out at any moment. That's not the real relaxing. I love the feeling of when I'm going towards something that I want, and then I just kind of get so satisfied in the daydreaming of it and imagining of it, and then I am able to find the essence of it, of what I'm wanting, and then I can find it in my now, and I just feel so relaxed and just like, wow, really doesn't matter if that happens at all, because I just already feel the way that I would want to feel when that happens.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
That's the kind of relaxed.
Yeah, and I think that it's kind of like trusting that your joyful experience of it at whatever level is important and valuable and enough. There's this sort of like feeling of like, if I don't, you know, get this in my hands, it's not valuable. If I just enjoy it in my dreams, there's like this disparity where you don't trust the worth of your own, like, just delight in it, in all the pieces of the creation. The first moment you get a desire is such an incredible, incredible moment where you're like, wow, I really want that, you know, like, wow, that's gonna, and then the whole process of shifting your beliefs to come into range of allowing it into your existence is like super fun, because you're meeting portions of yourself that have been like squirreled away under shame or limitation, and it's like delicious to be like, hey, you're on my team, come on, and you're like kind of gathering your inner crew. So I say let's end on Z, like, which happens often. We're so good at alphabet. We are alphabet soup girls. And Z for me is the sort of the putting that, like, I think the easiest way to reclaim trust is to make sure your scales are at zero at least once a day. And I love kind of like, I do a breath work and a meditation in the morning, and I get to that place where it's just like, I'm like, oh yeah, oh yeah. And it's not a mental knowing. It is, I am connected to the field. I feel it. I feel my glacial, enormous ass. I feel the perfection of my little human journey. And from that anchoring and that knowingness is like giving your garden the most delicious compost, and like really nurturing it, nurturing the gardens of creations that you're working on. And so I think that, you know, a suggestion might be next time you're in meditation, or it might be to try out some meditation, but next time reach into that, see if you can extend your senses into that feeling of trust and deep connected knowingness, and see what you sort of anchoring in that more and more, what sort of the quality benefits that comes to you. So yeah, thank you everybody for taking this journey into vibration, wink wink, of joy, and the vibration, wink wink, of trust. We are so grateful to be able to do silly podcasts about the vibrational nature of reality, and we wouldn't be able to do a podcast if you didn't listen to it, so we're forking thrilled that you're here. And I hope that you feel inspired this week to extend your senses a little bit and to like play around with your own trust. And Hannah Lee, are you going to sing us out, baby doll?
Sure. Here we go. Woohoo.